Well, Simen Shin Chof, Sif Beis. Veisim v'anovim shenisrasku me'erev Shabbos. We are speaking about that a person was merasek, that means this is a pu'ula of squeezing and opening the zeisim v'anovim me'erev Shabbos. And this accomplished that since they were nisrasik erev Shabbos, so automatically all the juice that will eventually come out from the zeisim v'anovim are b'koyach to come out already. The risuk that was done erev Shabbos is capable of producing that all the juice in the zeisim v'anovim will come out. So halachically, it is considered ki'ilu the zayis and the onav were nishad me'erev Shabbos. So therefore, the halacha is maskin hayotzei mehem mutarim. So the maskin that will drip out from them in Shabbos are mutarim. That's one halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha. Shenisrasku me'erev Shabbos. The kibin shenis rasku, since they were nisrasik, there was a pula, what crushed? Okay, very good. The kibin shenis rasku, since they were crushed, yozu amashke me'elo. So the mashke will automatically run out from the zeisim v'anovim. Vishuv, so afilo he'll squeeze it now. Ein bozeh chiyav chatos afilo im yischoit biyodayim. That means his squeezing is not accomplishing a schita d'yeraise. Vilochein, therefore, loy gozru ala mashkin hayotzim. That's why they weren't gozer ala mashkin hayotzim. The sole reason they were gozer on mashkin that runs out from zeisim v'anovim is because we were afraid if he will be permitted to drink these mashkin and he sees that they're good, this might give him a desire to squeeze out from the zeisim v'anovim the rest of the mashkin. But since it was nisrasik, it was crushed already, so memela afilu he will squeeze out, there will not be an issa the araisa for squeezing out. They were crushed erev Shabbos. That's right. They were crushed. That crushing is enough to be mighty. What? So he squeezes it till perhaps the process will go quicker, it'll come out quicker. That means it's on the verge, on the stage of coming out. By squeezing it, it might come out quicker now. But it is not considered a schita d'oraisa. So therefore, so since afilo he will squeeze it, there's no issa deraisa of schita. Therefore, Chazal did not answer the mashkin shezovo. That's case number one. Case number two. Vafilu in loin is rasku me'erev Shabbos. Afilu, they were not crushed erev Shabbos. They were not crushed. We have grapes that in the grapes is the juice of the grapes which is still in the grape. So the maskin, the maskin shezavu should be yosel, but אם יש יין בהגיגש שהנובן בסייכו, but if there is there's a barrel, and in this barrel there's grapes, and in this barrel there's also wine, and so we have the nothing was done per se with the grapes. The grapes weren't crushed at all, but the grapes in the wine that makes that the grapes should start ejecting the liquid which is inside of them. They split and they start ejecting liquid. So im yesh yayin magigis shahanovim besaycho, if we have a barrel and in the barrel there's wine there already and there's also grapes, and the grapes in the wine split open and start ejecting grape juice from them. Afa pi shanovim misbakim bishabes bagigis, even though the grapes split in Shabbos and they start ejecting grape juice or wine from them, Mutter lishtaisai b'Shabbos. Now here, this is a meiridike chiddush. We have to appreciate the chiddush, because the wine that is coming out, if he would go and squeeze the grape, he'd be over and it's a shchita d'oraisa. Afal pi kein, this wine is mutter to drink. Why? Shekol yayin. So it is 100% true. The wine that is coming out, that is gushing out from the grapes, is mashkim shezavu. Chazal asad this wine. But shekol yayin, hayetze me'anovim, all the wine that comes out from the grapes, mishbatel b'yayin shebegigis, it becomes bottle to the yayin shebegigis, so there's a din of bittel. So therefore, one is permitted to drink the wine in the gigis, because the new wine that came out, chotshefilo, this wine is also the wine, and theoretically there's an issa of mashkin shezobu on this wine, but this yayin also became bottle to the rest of the wine. We will see in the Mishnah Berurah in second. We'll talk about raisin wine later. Mizbatol ba'af al gav the la'acher Shabbos yiyeloi heder. So now the Mishnah Berurah asks on this heder of bittul. We have a klal v'kaimulon the dovo sheyesh le'matirin afilu be'elef le'botol. We have a klal in Hilchis Bittul that Chazal said, be'emesin, we have to understand every bittul b'roiv, theoretically, I have issa in heder. That means when I have a taruvos, issa in heter, so theoretically I'm eating the issa didn't disappear. But there's a law that the issa becomes bottle to the heter, and one is permitted to eat the issa. The roiv, the bittul, is matter the issa. So Chazal said, if I can avoid using this heter of bittul, that means moitzoi Shabbos, it is mutter without a heter of bittul. So the sole problem is you want to use it in Shabbos, and this we have a klal. Why in Shabbos should we rely on the heter of bittul? You can wait till Moitzoy Shabbos and it's mutter legamri. So in a case where through a passage of time, the Issa will become Mutter Memelim, then Chazal said we should not be Soymech on the Heter of Bittul. So therefore, so the Mishabur is asking the Kasha. He's asking, that means the wine that came out is theoretically is also the wine. It's Mashkin Shezovu. No, the Mechaber says, but I'm allowed to drink all the wine because it's bottled in the Mutanika wine. So he says, so why should I rely on Bittul? Rechaim alone, the Dovo Sheyeshle Matizim, if after Shabbos it will become bottled, so there is no heter of Bittul in Shabbos, I feel the Baal of Le Bottle. Zatka Mishnah Brura Ayesoid and Hilchas Bittul. Hani Mili Be'isa Shahoyo Nika Pchilo Ben. This halacha only applies if I have an Issa, and the Issa, when it was Bo Bo'ilom, it was Nika, that means one was able to see the Issa. And afterwards, this Issa became mixed up with Heter. So we said, since this thing once was Netzar, now you want to eat it, al Seheter of Bittul, no, don't be saying Mechan the Heter of Bittul, and wait to make Soy Shabbos when the Issa will go off. But in this case, I have grapes that split open that are mixed up in wine. So every mashu that comes out, take it. That means as soon as it comes boilom, the Issa is not nicker. The Issa, as soon as it comes out, it gets mixed up together with the Heter. When it's battle b'shishin b'yayin a Heter shahoya by mikvah. So we have a new yesod in Hilchis Bittul, davar sheyesh le'matirin, that the sole time that we say a davar sheyesh le'matirin ein a bottle, that is dafke if the dvar issa was at one period nikir bifnei atzmoi and it had a shame issa, so then we say we will not be matter this issa. But if when it came in the world, this issa was already in this Mishishim, so we say it never became also. That is some Mela, so there's a dimbitul. Vein chal olov shein isa. So that is what the Mechaber is telling us. The Mechaber is telling us another case we could have mashkin shezovu. If the case was that we had grapes that were mixed up in wine, and the grapes were ejecting wine in Shabbos, and when the wine, the mashkin shezovu, came out of these grapes, it was immediately nisarev b'shishim shel heter. So then there's no klal of nova sheyesh lamatizim apilu be'alav le'bottle. Ulefize, so now let's have our guidelines. If I would have grapes that had split open, Lefiza imanovim munochim b'fnei atzmon, v'ayayin zov mehem b'midroin, and there's like a type of a slim, and the mashkin shezovu is dripping from the grapes. V'yoyed l'soyr yayin shoyer shom kvam erev Shabbos. And now this mashke is dripping into the yayin that was here from erev Shabbos. Also, kol hayayin listapek mimeno. Then one is not permitted to use the whole wine. Mishum dovo sheyesh loy matirin. So means because in this wine, there fell in also the wine that came out from the grapes. When it came out, it was nikir. It wasn't mu'uriv in the mutadika wine. So that wine became nesav. So, and now this wine became mu'uriv in mutadika wine. So we have a klala from a be'el of lay bottles. So one is not permitted to drink from this, the whole wine, because I have isra mu'uriv in this wine, and therefore it is also. Shreim mitgoynish in the isarev hoya ben benika. Fine. So far we just became introduced to a hagdore in the Hilchus Bittul of Dovah Sheyesh Loy Matirim, that if the Iser came on this world with Naruvis, so it never becomes also, and there's no problem of Dovah Sheyesh Loy Matirim. Kosvu Achroinim, now the Achroinim said a bigger Yiddish, the Mutter Loseis Anovim Bishabes Besoich Hayayin Sheyisbaku Vyoitziu Yeinon. A Mosadik is Ach, the thing is, I'm not allowed to squeeze out grapes in Shabbos. I want to have more wine, and I have a quart of wine, and I need 5 ounces more. My hands are tired. I can't squeeze out the grapes because Shchit is also. So the Chayim says, I'll tell you an Eitzel. If you have your quart of wine, take grapes and put them into this receptacle that you have your wine there. And the grapes, now that they're in the wine, they'll split open and they'll eject the juice that they possess. And the 5 ounces more that you needed, you can make. And you weren't safe at any wine. It happened by itself. That's a chiddush of the Chayim. The mutter lo says anovim b'shabes b'soich hayayin sheyisbaku v'yoytziu yeinom. And that is not considered, that is no semblance, no similarity to shchita. Shchita is a pula that I squeeze out the wine. Here I'm not doing anything. I just put it in the grapes in the wine and in this matzah, they open up by themselves, and the wine comes out. So this is no semblance at all to shchit, and this is mutter. K'moy b'sheleg b'sif tes. The halacha is that I'm not permitted to take snow and crush the snow to make water. That's also how it's moiled. I'm moiled water from snow, which is also. I'll take snow and I'll put it into a glass of water and then this snow will melt. That's mutter. It's not called I made water. The water came about by itself, so this is permissible.
Why is it not
that's moiled. That's why I'm separating the two halakim.
But this is
a malach of boy. I'm separating oichel from mashke. Here, pshat is that the malach of shchita is not also of boy. Because it's mashke for moichel, but it's the same mean. I mean, that's both the same mean. Thereby, if I put something in milk, I'm making two minim. Fine. Now let's go a little further. V'chein mutav lishrois simukim Now he goes a step further. He says, in Shabbos, I'm allowed to take raisins, then I'm going to soak the raisins in water, and also the same thing will happen. The water will enter the raisins, and it seems in the raisins there's these dry components which like this would not squeeze out, but the water mixes up with the raisins, and now I'll have a shtia, I'll have something that tastes good, I have a taste from the raisins. So this is also muta. Now, what? So I say ain't to be a boichlem. Now, there is a shtickel problem over here. L'chayre, the rehitas haloshon of the Mishnah Berurah is, b'chein muta, we'll see later, also seems like that. That means, theoretically, there's coming out... There's coming out from the raisins. Some sort of a liquid is coming out through that he's soaking the raisins in water. Some sort of a liquid is coming out. So l'chayre should be also al tzmashkin shezavu. But we just said before, since when it comes out, it becomes bottle right away. So mamela, there's no isa of mashkin shezavu. So my chamusa is takasha, he asked as follows. It would seem before from the Mishnah Berurah that the din bittul, we need a real, and they need a bittul b'shishim. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman bring some der zeruah. Need a bittul b'shishim. If you the maskin shazoru is also, so you need a bittul b'shishim. Right. So yayin b'yayin is min b'minoi. You don't taste it. And the shishim is gevaldik. So there's a din bittul, and he said there's no problem of a Dovish Yeshlem Matirim because it came Goylam et Tarugas. But L'chayra over here, you had clear water and you put the raisins in the water. The whole purpose is it's Avida L'taima. I want that it should, that's what he's doing it for. He wants that the water should taste good. So I taste that what's coming out from the raisins. The water, you can see, changes. So l'chayre, the whole concept of a bittul is very difficult to understand over here. We had before in Simin Shinyu Ches, the Mishnah Berurah brought down this of a person put salt on meat, and there was an issa of bishul on the salt. So there's a shaila that you shouldn't be allowed to eat the meat because the salt was nisbashel be'isel, and it was avina l'taima. There's no din bittul. He speaks about bittul over there. Something that the purpose is to give a taste. It doesn't become bottle. Something that's nice and calm doesn't become bottle. So here, if before he said you need a real din bittul of shishim, so it's very difficult to understand that we should work. Before was very good. You had grapes and wine, so it's mean b'minoi, and so therefore there's no problem. But here it's mean b'sheinim minoi. It's a mean l'taima. It's nirem. So we have to understand how this din bittul applies by water in basins. But al kaponim. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not talking about Hadwa, that's a Shaila Mishul. Yeah. Now, let us talk about Siv Gimel. Let's go a little further. Chartanim Vizogim. Chartanim, these are the pits of grapes. Vizogim, these are the skins of grapes. Shenosan aleihem mayim lasais temod. That there is in the skins and in the bits, there is still inside of them chalokim that can produce wine. So I put shenosan aleihem mayim lasais temod. So I'm allowed to drink from it. Now let us see this. Let us see the Mishabu so called. Muta limshay, the av sheyotze ktas yayin mechal tanim b'shabbos. Even though some wine comes out from the chaltzanim in Shabbos, so it should be also als mashkin shezavu. Take if this bottle by mayim chanal. The same thing we just said before, that becomes bottle, just like we said before with the raisins, that that what comes out from the raisins becomes bottle in the mayim. Who and then the same thing. Now let's go further. So far so good. Butalim shechman belishtoisim is allowed to drink the water in Shabbos, even though in this water in Shabbos there is in ma'uzev, this mixed up in this water wine from the skins and from the bits, no problem. Now the Mechaber continues. Vasilu leinosan mayim, actually didn't put any water. Vayayin mismatze vizov me'elot. And he has their skins, and he has their bits, and they're in the receptacle, and it is running out from the skins, from the bits, it's running out some liquid. There's also mutter lishtoisei, you're also allowed to drink it. Now here we don't have it in bittel. Now how does this work? Zas the Mishnah Berurah, mutter lishtoisei, even if we're speaking about that we have skins and pits, so shekvar nisrasko v'nidruch v'anovim miboid yoyim. So we have skins and bits. So what happened with the grape? So we are speaking about that they were crushed out of Shabbos. And these are the remnants of the grape, the skins and the bits. So memele, so you're allowed to drink it. So, fine. So the second halacha that it says in the Mechaber is l'chayre repeating what we said in Siv Beis. Zeisim v'anovim sh'nishasku v'erim Shabbos mashkim ha'yotzim mehem mutorim. And we learned the reason is since they were crushed erim Shabbos, so there's no iser shchita d'iraisa on them. So there's no iser of mashkin shezovo. So that's what he's saying in the second half of Siv Gimel. So Mishnah Berurah says because they were nisrasku mimoid yoyim. So then it's very modern in the first half of Siv Gimel. He says chatan evisan yushenosno leimayim lasayisam tmati. But put water, you're allowed to drink it because it became mortal. Shem Mishma, why do you need bittul? Right afterwards he says it's mortal without bittul. There's no is a mashkin shem. So why does he start off? He starts off the sea. If you put water, it's muta. Why is it muta? Then it was this bottle. And then he says, you know, it's not even also. So it's very unclear. I mean, the first halacha is mamish, not necessary. The answer told me you have to a bittle. It's muta, period. It's not an ashkim shenzovo. So I don't know. Right, though. Simukim, now we're going to go back to raisins. Simukim shechotchom. A person cut raisins. V'nosan aleihem mayim, and he put them in water. Could be he did this before Shabbos, and they're soaking in the they're soaking in the water. Uschotom b'Shabbos. In Shabbos, he sees that the raisins got bigger and thus, and there's juice coming out of the raisins. He wants to have now a good cup of wine, and it seems it didn't come out fast enough. So he's going to take in Shabbos these raisins and squeeze it to make that more should come out. Now, we have to know this case is not what we learned till now. Till now, we learned that, the grapes were crushed before Shabbos, so it's like it was, there's no isheschitan at minatoyim because they were crushed, so the juice already is coming out automatically. A raisin was never crushed. A raisin was dry. So theoretically, the juice is still in the raisin. It's in the dry form. You put it in water, it will become chayzavaniel, start getting to liquid form. So the chayodim says, you'll take these raisins and squeeze them, tachmon and etzlon. This is a shechita d'oraisa. That's what the chayodim says. V'nosa lehem mayim uschotam b'Shabbos, and he was soiched it in Shabbos chayim l'kul alma. The Bahu, because by raisins, if it wasn't crushed before Shabbos, lehoyes of hayayin me'elov, ve'einoy doyme la'anovim shenisrasku. This is not similar to grapes which were crushed. U'mikol mokim. Im nosan atzimukim b'yayin l'soich b'shameres o'yisudar me'erev Shabbos. But what happens, he had raisins, and he put this into a m'shameres o'yisudar. This is a type of a beged that this was done Erev Shabbos, and it filters the wine that's going to drip out from these raisins, and it's going to go into a keli. Im nosa natsmukim b'yayin l'soich m'shameres o'yisuda m'erev Shabbos, u'mistanein v'hoylech b'Shabbos, and it's filtering in Shabbos, so lahochi muta lishta ismaisa yayim b'Shabbos, even though this is mashkin shezovu. We just said before that by raisins it's also minatayra to squeeze them, so the mashkin that comes out in Shabbos is mashkin shezovu. So he says the davke, this is only permissible shahasuda oyamishameres magia atayayin shebekeli. That means this cloth that is filtering the raisins which are mixed up in wine or water, this cloth goes down into the receptacle, and it's submerged in the wine there. Magia adayayin shebekeli is beinyin shetekim kshayotza mine shameres eine nikta klala boto. That means it doesn't drip into the receptacle. If it would drip into the receptacle, so it's the maskin shezavu, and it's a novishieshle matirim, which will not become bottle. But if this filter is submerged in the wine, so whatever is coming out from the raisins, as soon as it comes out, automatically it goes into the wine, and it's in its arim right away. So memele, it doesn't, so there's no problem of novishieshle matirim. That's what the Hayodom says. Sif Dalet. Now we're going to see Chidushim and Hulchis Sritim. Muta Lischoy Eshkel Anovim. a person has a cluster of grapes. A person has a cluster of grapes, and he wants to squeeze them out. Now, to squeeze out a cluster of grapes in Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa. So mutar lishchot eshkel anavim, a person is permitted to squeeze out a cluster of grapes in Shabbos. This is a mezudik chiddush that if one is squeezing out grapes and the juice falls into a kafshul, into an oichel, and it gets dissolved in the oichel, so it's a mezudik alumbus. That means the gather of shechita is I'm taking out liquid from oichel. That's a toda of dosh. I'm taking out one thing from another thing. So I had an oichel before I had a grape, and now I'm taking out the liquid from the grape. That is called a toda of dosh. But here there's a meiradik chiddush that I'm squeezing out the grapes. And then this takes 2 seconds to fall into the oichel. In these 2 seconds, we see the juice running down, but I don't look at it then. But what is going to be, this is like a ben seira moire shenidna shem seifai. L'maise, this is going to end up to become dissolved in an oichel. So I say that it's ki'ilu, I took an oichel from an oichel. What did I do? I squeezed the grape, and what came out from the grape? An oichel mesukin. Now it's dissolved in the oichel, it's mesakin, the oichel. So memele, so it's ki'ilu, I took an oichel from an oichel, in its mutter. We'll see. You're not making yain. That's right. It's considered that I took oichel from oichel.
You know, the streets of grapes to wine.
To wine, you're not allowed to squeeze, because that's mashke. But here you're squeezing it into an oichel. It's dissolving in an oichel. So it's considered I took oichel from oichel. But just 1 second. Davole mashke habo le oicho uchoicho domi. Avole main bo tafshu. But what if there is in this pot, there's no macho there? Well, maybe later they put in a macho. And now, well, let me first squeeze out the wine, and then I'm going to put in a macho. But now there's no macho. Also, then this is also, we'll see in the Mishabu brings down a drisha that says he's hired. That means if when after I squeezed out the grape, it ended up as a mashke, even 2 minutes later, I'm going to take an oichel and put the oichel there. That's irrelevant. That is called, I took out mashke from oichel. Now let us see the Mishabu. Kedei l'saken oichel, ki Hashem mefarek, the melacha of mefarek, I'm separating mashke from oichel, b'zeisem banovim, einoi ki'im, k'shetzorich l'schites apri l'mashke. I'm squeezing out the peri for the liquid that's coming out. Sha'ov choshev prike. He was mefarek. She mefarek hamashke min ha'ichu. Ma she'en came bozeh, ain't the derech prikosoi. Da have kemafrid oichu mei oichu. Since it's going to end up in ha'ichu, by the gemara of the shechita, it's going to fall into oichel, come dissolved in an oichel. So it's ki'ilu, I took an oichel from an oichel, so there's no issur shechita.
Because he sees our grapes in the grapes.
The question was saying that it's misakin. It's misakin the oichel. It's misakin or it's nivla in the oichel. We're doing it for a purpose. He's accomplishing something. Now this oichel has this mashkin the oichel was misakin the oichel. V'ayin lekamei besiv zayin b'hagoth. This whole heter, which is a heter, but Rabbeinu Chananu asos. Ach roiv apoiskim chilkim olav, roiv poiskim disagree. L'chein sosa ma Shulchan Aruch l'hokul mitzad edin. Therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, the excess mutter. So, ומכל מוקרים, המחמר טובוי אולוב ברוכה, כמו שכוסף בתשובס הראש. The Rosh says, listen, the מחלוקת הראשונים לבין חנן אל אסר, so the Rosh said he didn't want him להכניס ראשי בין ההורים, אז מחלוקת הריסים לרבינו חננו, תריס הלד את סמות הבן, חננו הלד את סוס, and the Rosh says, he's not going to get involved in this מחלוקת, well, כבון אמרוי פויסקים הולד like the ריס, but we have a person wants a broche from the Rosh, ואיגדות בכל ראשי שונה, סמך מהטובוי אולו ברוכה כמו שקוסם בתשובס הראש, not to rely on this heter. Well, later we're going to come to this heter again also. אבל אם אין בו, but if the vial is squeezing out an אשקל of a novim, but there's nothing in the pot. ואפילו דעתי לידני אחר כך לתבשל גם כן עושה. He's like the vial. He's going to pour this. He's squeezing this into a pot. And then he's going to take the whole pot and then pour this into a tapshul. Ram kenosa. The binin she is chatenu l'seich a tapshul. Vayim bedrishi she koslem d'chiyu v'nam yesh bozer. This eiso d'araisa. That means, even though I had an intent, b'shas d'schite to fill up the pot, and then I'm going to pour it into an oichel, afal pikein this eiso d'araisa of schite. The shartzim brings down all the soul, if not also minatoyer, the chazenish was machma like the drisha, the eiso d'araisa of d'araisa. Sifei, yesh misha imam, to who adin, laboisa. So we just said a heter that one is permitted to take an eshkel, he's permitted to take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it into an oichel. And it's mutter, that's what he said in Sif Dalin. Yesh mishoima, duhu adin lebaiso, shamutter lesochtoi lesoicho oicho. Now what is baiso? Baiso is grapes before they become ripe. And they are not edible. Right? But it's a grape and it has juice in it, but it doesn't taste too good. So others say, hi, if I want, maybe there's a very tangy taste, a very sharp taste, then people don't eat baisa. Baisa is really not edible, or it's only nechoy deyatrak. So, but others said that if I want, I have an oichel in front of me, and I want that this oichel should have this tangy taste of the juice of a grape of baisa, so I can do the same thing. We just said there's no shaila of srita, so I can take baisa and do the same thing. Yes, Mishaima, do a little baisa, shemotel sochtai lesoicho eichel. V'Rabbeinu Tam oisa b'boisa. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. This heter works by grapes. By boisa, it doesn't work. Hoyo, Since the grape, when it's in the baisa stage, it is not edible, so therefore it is also. The reason we'll see Mishnah Berurah. Such the Mishnah Berurah. Do adin la baisa, haim anovim shalainis bashlu kol tzolkom. They did not get ripe at all. Some emela, but the first day holds you allowed to squeeze it into a tapshul. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Hoyel ve'enoi, since the baisa is not roi lachile, I know the mishum ze havi kiboire boichu mitoich ksoimes. So he says, Amoire nikizach, the Benetan came up from left field and he said, there's a whole new problem over here. He says, this boiso is not eaten. Now, the juice. Well, the whole head of the juice is because it's going into an oichel, and there's an oichel from a vine. So you have to look how same soifoi, it's going to become an oichel. Very good. And the oichel tastes very good. So to Rabbeinu Tam, so you know what you did now? Before you took out the juice, the whole grape, this unripe grape, was not roi lachili. You can eat it. It's still not edible. When you squeezed out the juice from the unripe grape and it went into the machel, now it's geschmack. It's in this machel, it's very geschmack. So it's the Rabbeinu Tam. So you took out oichel from psoilis. So it's boira. That's what he says. So now we will let us see in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll see. We'll also see in the Mishnah Berurah what's wrong with that. The Mishum Zehame Kiboira Oichu Mitay Psailis. Ki Oison Bene Odom Oichlen Oisai, whoever eats Boiso is Botla Dait Natal Kolodom. That a Boiso is not edible. So the Boiso is called Psailis. Now, the im roite lecher la alta oisei dover she seiched le seicha boisa. So now, we can see if something's wrong with that. That means, if he has an intent to eat the machel, so what did he do? You're right, he took oichel from psoilis. But in Hilchus Boira, you have to take oichel mitoich psoilis. So Memele, so he brings down a big machlekes now. The Mimreitz Alechol La'alto Isay Domo She Soichei Le Soichei HaMoisa Mutter. Then it can be Mutter to the Leo. The Simen Shin Yotes L'nyim Boira. The Mutter Bo'oichol Mitoich Psoilis Amhula Tzoyrech Oisei Sudem. It's the Tzoyrech of the Sudem. So that is called Derech Achila, and it's Mutter. Da Mishum Schite Lekker Kam. There's no Isser of Schite, Kimin Shibola Seich Oichu. Kein Kosvu Hoila Shabbos Vahatas. Da Mogin Avrom Hissig Alze. The Mogin Avrom disagrees with the Taz. Da Hod the Mutter Shom Mishum Shein derech breire bo'oichel mitoich psoilis. Ma shein kein bozeh derech breirosoi hu di efsher be'inyen achel. Now, we have to understand the svar of the Mogen Avraham. Others want to say that the Mogen Avraham is saying as follows. That heter of boira oichu mitoich psoilis is because it is not considered tikkun ha'oichu, it's considered I'm eating it. Now let's talk about a brush of the case. Let's say I have a dish. In the dish there's fish and bones. And I go and I take out the fish and I eat the fish. So what am I doing? I'm eating fish. That's what I'm doing. I don't want to eat the bones. So even though when I'll be finished eating, I'll have a plate full of bones. In Lamai said there was a separation of fish and bones. I was Isaac and eating the fish. If I would take out the bones, I'd be massacring the fish. That's called boiler. If I take out the fish, I'm eating fish. I have to eat the bones, I'm eating the fish. So that's called I'm eating. It's not called I was massacring the fish. It's considered I'm eating the fish. So that's therefore there is a hetter. Masha Enkein over here to say when I squeeze out the juice from the boiser into the machol, I'm eating the juice now. No. Among the mom said, no, this is not, you're not up to eating the juice. You are first making the juice edible by being out of it in the, this process is a process before the whole bracer wasn't edible. Now this process is you are making the juice edible by squeezing it into the oichel. And it's edible. Now you're going to start eating. But this is not considered hascholas achila. It's not called, I'm starting to eat already. No. You're making an oichel and then if they have a night, they'll start eating. So he holds this is, there's no etter of derech achila. This is called derech breyem. Finally, Rabbi Shemitzadid lohokil toilus Shabbos vadas. So the Rabbi says one can be makel, and if he wants to eat it right away, it's permissible. Finally, aloche shekosam lo denochen lahachmer kedas amogin avrom. It is preferable to be machmer like amogin avrom. Ach, im haboisa roi lechel ayidei atchakim. So then, the whole breire, it's a psoilis derabonon. That means the boiser is also edible. So it's not oichel mitoich psoilis. Because it's one mean, and you can't eat it, but it's not choydei atchak. We had, if you had lettuce and you have some leaves which are not choydei atchak, that's a boire derabonon. But it's the same mean. So he says, if this boiser is edible, so the whole boire, I feel it is boire, is only a boire de rabbonim, because it's only a psalus de rabbonim. Is me she soimach al divrei ha'ile Shabbos v'taz, enim ches b'yod. Even if we rely on the taz says it's called eichel mitech psalus, the breire de rabbonim, enim ches b'yod, it is permissible. Now, lechel, so he asos, the rabbinitam asos, oil v'ne roi lechel. V'hu adin b'shar peyre shen eruim lechile. If you have the same scenario, yeah, not only by boisa, any peri that's not roi lachilat, and by squeezing out the juice into the machol, the juice will become roi lachilat. Also, the sochtim lameim, after the lesoi choicho. So we have here 2 days, yesh lahachme kisvora achroine, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's also out by them. Let me speak.